Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
Yes, this is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade. Jeff, of course, is the editor at TopStockPicks.com. He is the co-founder of RagingBull.com. And he is, as he sometimes says, the guy who makes the trades. And to me, part of the fun of getting to pick his brain here on Money Life is understanding how the trades work, what kind of options you've got. And by options, I mean literally options sometimes. I mean ETFs versus leveraged ETFs, all of the ways you can get into a trade. If you want to learn more, topstockpicks.com and, of course, ragingbull.com. On Twitter, at Raging Bull. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck. It's always good to be here. Thanks.
So, Jeff Bishop's next trade is...
Dust,
which for my audience means the Direction Daily Gold Miners Bear 3x ETF. This means you're going bearish on gold miners on what would otherwise be the GDX, which is the non-leveraged version, the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF. Dust is 3x the leverage on that and negative. So why do you hate gold miners right now, and how are you playing this with Dust?
First of all, the name of that ETF, so quite a mouthful. You did a good job with that. Well done. It's also difficult to kind of wrap your head around what Dust is as an ETF people are trading. Quickly, what it does is for every 1% move lower in the GDX, which is the gold miner index for the largest, biggest gold mining companies out there, for every 1% move lower in that ETF, Dust will go up 3%. So essentially, you're shorting it with 300% leverage in one trade. It trades just like a stock. You can get in and out whenever you want, but it's going to move up when GDX moves down. So that's what I'm playing right now. You also could go out and do puts on GDX if you like that trade. But for the moment, I like Dust a lot. I like liquidity. I like where it's at. And I'm going to stick with Dust and continue to build a position here in the next few days.
Now, we already know from earlier this week when Petra Hess was on the show, another expert from Raging Bull and the editor at Petra Picks, that she dislikes gold because she's seeing a lot of things, that a combination of turmoil and gold not reacting as it historically has. She doesn't short things. You have to see something in gold that you dislike, or is this strictly a chart play?
Yeah, you know, I really like gold, so I always have a hard time shorting it. I've been pretty successful on these short-term episodes where I short the stock. So I'll either short GDX or gold sometimes. But as a really short-term play, I think it's due for a pullback. And there's three main reasons for that. I do like gold in the long term. I think the next 6 months to a year, it definitely will trade higher, in my opinion. As a short-term trader, I'm trading just for the next week or so. So in the next week, I think there's a lot of headwinds against gold. I think miners are going to come under pressure, really, because they've made a pretty big run off of recent lows. I think they're a little extended right now, but that alone is not enough reason to go short something just because it's a little higher than you think it should be. I think that the dollar also is starting to bottom out. You know, Trump has been talking the dollar down ever since he took office. He wants a weaker dollar, so, you know, it makes the U.S. more competitive in certain areas. So he's been talking down the dollar, but, you know, it's not going to keep going lower and lower. I think that the dollar is finally finding some stability. And as the dollar even starts to rise, that's a huge headwind for gold, because international gold prices are all quoted in dollars. So it becomes more expensive for foreigners to buy gold when the dollar increases. So we've got a stronger dollar coming. We've got lower volatility in the market. I know we just had a big run of volatility, but we're seeing the volatility pull back in. And when that happens, it's because traders are not being as fearful about the market as they were. Gold is a fear trade. People pile into gold when they're more uncertain about things and they have fear. So they pile into gold. As volatility comes down, I think you're going to see people taking bets off the table for gold. That's going to create more pressure. So there's several things that are just going to be headwinds for miners in the next few days, and I think traders can take advantage of a short-term play there.
So let's define what you see now and quantify it, because the Dust ETF is trading in the $26 range. You never enter a leverage position without knowing what would get you out and what you're looking for. So I know you've got a target and a stop.
You're absolutely right. So every trader, before you get into position, you've got to have an exit plan. So you got to know where you want to sell it, and you got to know when you would stop out of a trade if it doesn't go your way. You know, if we're lucky, we're going to win about 50% of the time. So we've always got to have a plan how we're going to exit, because we're going to lose quite a bit. So for this trade, I'm looking at where GDX is going to trade, because Dust trades off of the movement of GDX. If GDX is to make a new high, really just about a 1% move from here, if it trades above 2350 for more than a couple hours, I think that would be a confirmation that the trend is still intact and it's still moving up. So just that small move higher would actually get me out of this trade right now. That would be about a 3% move in Dust. So I've got about a 3% loss.
Mm-hmm.
I think GDX could go down about 2% in the next week, though. If it's 3-to-1 leverage, that should be about a 6% move in Dust. So if I'm right, I'll make about 6%. And if I'm wrong, I've got about 3% risk on the table. So those are really good odds to me. I just entered the trade today, by the way. You said it's trading at 26. That's exactly where I got in. So I'm in at 26. I will continue to build a position over the next couple days as long as GDX trades below that 2350.
We should notify our audience. This was recorded on Tuesday, so Jeff initiated his position on Tuesday. Quickly, Jeff, when you're looking at the leverage, you look actually at the underlying index. So for you, whether it was the GDX or if we were talking small caps, we'd be talking about the IWM, and you could find a leveraged version. For you, whether it's bullish or bearish on the leverage, it's always based on the chart and the action of the ETF that represents the index you want to be trading, correct?
Absolutely. So I'm always looking at the underlying index. So leveraged ETFs are always going to trade 2 or 3 times off of an underlying index, but it's that underlying index I'm looking at for targets. Mainly because the leveraged ETFs, they have natural decay built into them, so they're not going to trade perfectly 2 or 3 times up or down. It also throws off your charting pattern a little bit too. So I'm looking at the underlying for my target prices.
Lastly, when you are talking about, hey, you've got a potential upside here of, you know, 5 to 6% in the course of a couple of days, if you hit that, even if you hit it faster than you expected, you're going to trade the plan and be out, correct?
Trade the plan. Don't second guess yourself when you're in the foxhole there. You know, when you're in the heat of battle, don't second guess. Stick with the plan. Do what you thought you were going to do. Don't get greedy and just be consistent with what you're doing. I find that is one of the best things that traders can do. So new traders that are coming in all the time, that's just one of the pieces of advice I give, is just stick with your plan. Whatever it is, stick with it and don't deviate.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, although you may lose on about half of the trades, that risk reward says that when you win, that's how you make it work. And that's why we're happy to hear about your next trade, which in this case, you're actually in already. It is Dust, the Direction Daily Gold Miners Bear 3X ETF. Jeff Bishop, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you then.
Jeff Bishop is the editor at TopStockPicks.com. To learn more about what he's thinking and about the rest of his trades, that's where you want to go. You can also get more information at RagingBull.com, where he is the co-founder. Matt, of course, is on Twitter at RagingBull. All right, this was a great way to start the August 23rd edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.